This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And it is Hot Start.
We've flogged that bumper for the last time.
Okay, it's considered flogged. And we're joined by John Egan and Serena Camps. Did I say that right? I always ask because I'm really good at murdering names.
That's right.
Very good. And you guys are with EAA Chapters.
Yep.
Which means you do what?
Well, Dave, we have about 900 chapters in the United States, into Canada, and some international. So here we are on staff here at EA in our chapters department and Young Eagles department, and we provide content for chapters to engage in. So we have chapters all over the country, and they participate in EA activity, the Spirit of Aviation, on a monthly basis. So we actually provide content for them to engage in these activities, whether it's with youth or adults.
Okay. Do you also organize, help chapters get started and set up and everything like that?
Yes, and Serena can speak on behalf of doing that, how many she does a year, and a little bit about the process if somebody's interested in forming a chapter. Serena?
Yeah, we form, I would say, anywhere from 10 to 20 to 25 chapters per year.
That's a lot.
So EAA is still growing.
Yeah, growing at a pretty good clip.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of room for growth in chapters. We have about 232,000 plus members total at EAA. Only about 34,000 are chapter members. So there's plenty of room for expansion with chapter
You'd like
chapter
to see
members.
That go up.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd like to see a chapter at every airport. That's kind of one of our philosophies. So if anybody's interested in forming a chapter, they can contact us at our chapter's office at EAA staff. And Serena will help set them up and form a new chapter. Yep.
And then catch the spirit. So you guys, the content you're talking about providing, I'm really doing good today. Obviously, you provide help setting up the chapter. You tell them how to run the chapter. And then these other things are more like special events and outreach events, mm-hmm. is what you were talking about
as
well?
Yeah, so all our chapters are actually nonprofit organizations in the state they reside in. So that means that they have some rules to follow as being a nonprofit, just like any other nonprofit. Big EAA here is a nonprofit as well. So as a nonprofit in the state they reside in, there are some rules and policies they follow, such as having a set of officers, the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer, board of directors, who direct the chapter in the way they're going to function, and the officers carry out those duties. Nonprofits also are responsible for meeting on some level of frequency throughout the year. So we advocate to chapters and we help train them on the importance of having monthly engagement meetings with their members and some additional activities. And we provide a lot of different programming for chapters to engage in.
Wow. Like now flyouts, weekend flyouts and stuff, that's an official recognized?
Yep, that's a good thing too. It's all about social, education, and aviation. So we provide content for that. Now, the very popular Young Eagles program is probably the most popular program that we have to offer chapters, where volunteer member pilots fly a kid free for their first flight, or they could do multiple flights. But about 70% of our Young Eagles flights are done through chapter events. So we help chapters understand how to host these kinds of events. We have additional youth programming as well that we can talk about in a minute.
Sure. I guess you guys know the best way to run a Young Eagles event by now. You've had feedback for years, so you just give everybody the kit. Here's how to do a Young Eagles event.
Yeah, in fact, Serena is a Young Eagle pilot, and she is the coordinator, our local chapter for the Young Eagle Rally. So, Serena, you want to speak about that?
Yeah. So there's a Young Eagle coordinator designated for each chapter, and we actually just created a Young Eagles handbook that kind of outlines how to do rallies and things like that. So we provide the waiver forms. We also have an online registration system now that's still relatively new that chapters can use to pre-register participants and pilots and print off the waiver forms right through the system. And we're working on an e-signature tool right now where instead of now mailing back forms that are signed, they can just sign on an iPad and submit to us, and so that's going to be a big step forward.
Yeah, and you guys are definitely utilizing technology there.
Yeah, especially with the way the Postal Service has been rife with...
As a former Postal Service employee, I reject that remark.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, we'll take that off the record.
Yeah, notice I said former.
Former, yeah.
So you're obviously a pilot then. That's cool.
Yes.
It helps to be a pilot with an airplane.
And actually, three out of the four of us in the chapter's office are pilots, so I think that's really cool with our department.
It really does resonate well with our members.
Yeah, except when everybody calls out on Friday because they want to go fly.
Well, funny you mention that. There is a little grass airstrip not too far from here, and we enjoy participating in a local flying club, and we'll take a couple hours off in the afternoon. Attach it to our lunch break and go fly out for lunch once in a while.
Nice. I'm in the wrong job.
Yeah, no kidding. Must be a fun way to go and have a lunch break and get that $100 hamburger.
That's exactly what it is, too.
Yep, yeah, and know, just blow off steam. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny. It seems like we'll get calls on Friday afternoon. People are surprised that we're there. I think they just think that we're out flying on Fridays because what else do you do on a Friday afternoon?
I wish I had that option.
Hey, it's not a bad opportunity to, you know, Friday afternoon, let's get out of Dodge.
I think that anyway, but even if I wasn't flying, do you gauge, I mean, how many chapters would you consider to be really active? That's a
sure.
lot, a little, don't
yeah,
try,
so,
you don't have to give me an exact number.
Well, Dave, what I like to say is every chapter has its own identity, but they all have the same EAA DNA in it. They have their own characteristics, their own identity, but they do have the same EAA DNA. So they follow some of the general policies of all chapters around. But, you know, of our 900 chapters, probably half of them are highly engaged. And then we have it's kind of like a bell curve that is kind of, skewed to the right in favor of more engagement. So depending on, you know, chapters have a cyclical tendency where, you know, it's all about leadership, and we provide leadership training to our chapters, and chapters that engage in some of our leadership activities tend to have more activities. Activity equals success in chapters. Do something, do anything is something that we promote to chapters. So, you know, it depends. It ebbs and tides. But or ebbs and flows as a tide does, and so we're constantly improving the quality of our chapters, and we have content to help them with that too. We provide leadership training throughout the winter. We'll visit about 7 locations throughout the winter where a chapter will host us, and chapter officers from around that part of the country will come to this event, and we'll engage in leadership training to help them to improve their chapter.
Now let's talk about other benefits of being in a chapter. Access to technical advice and help, that's something you're very strong on?
We have a lot of chapter, what we call resources, to offer chapters to help them be a better chapter. And I think Serena kind of handles a lot of that in the office, some of the resources that we offer chapters to utilize.
Yeah, and as far as reasons to be part of a chapter, there absolutely is the whole component of support through things like our tech counselor, flight advisor programs for builders. We also have IMC and VMC club programming for proficiency, pilot proficiency. Of course, the youth programs that we already mentioned, and resources for learning to fly. So really, it covers just about everything.
When are you starting up the old Rusty Turkeys program for the ones of us that flew a long time ago and then stopped?
Yeah, you're looking at two right here.
That's coming, huh?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah. That, you ought to get a big response out of that one. So, oh, and that's the other thing. EAA is famous for pancake breakfasts, right?
Yes, you're right. So one of the activities that a lot of chapters enjoy doing is the famous pancake breakfast. It provides a couple of opportunities for chapters. One, it's a great fundraising opportunity for chapters. As I mentioned, activity equals success. Do something. And one of the things that we often recommend is a pancake breakfast, and a lot of chapters are doing it. The other thing is that it provides the pilots, the flyers, a destination to fly to meet up with other pilots, like-minded people that have the same interest in aviation. So it provides a destination to the pilots, and it provides an opportunity for a fundraiser at the local chapter.
Okay. Do you exchange recipes for pancakes?
Well, we do offer a special secret recipe.
Three parts aerosol.
We offer the plans of a rotating pancake griddle for chapters to build.
I was wondering about that. I was going to ask about that because I remember seeing that.
So I'm a mechanical engineer by trade, and I drew up some plans in 2010 for a rotary pancake griddle, and we offer those plans to chapters. Many of our chapters have built those, and it's really fun. You never run out of people willing to cook pancakes when you have one of those things at your chapter.
And how many can you cook at a shot?
Oh, you could probably load it up with 40 pancakes, maybe.
That's a lot of pancakes.
But speaking of a special recipe, I visited a chapter in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 1041 one time, and they had the pancake griddle. And I swung a deal with them. I cut a deal with them to give me their secret recipe because they said they had the best pancakes around. And there were people in the area that said they are really good pancakes. So whenever I provide the griddle plans for a chapter, I include the secret pancake recipe from our Gettysburg, Pennsylvania chapter.
There you go. Sounds now, can I download those plans, or is it only available through the chapter?
I would hook you up, Dave.
All right. There you go.
There we go.
And I'm gonna turn it on so fast that it just flings them.
Yeah. And we love chapters to be unique and create their own recipes and have their own personal identity or concept or gig with their breakfast events.
Okay, real quick, if I want to become part of a chapter or I want to find a chapter, what do I need to do? How do I do that?
EA.org/find-a-chapter. We have a map
on
there.
That was hard.
A lookup tool. You can go on and look. You can search by zip code or state. Look for the chapter nearest you.
And okay. If you're on the grounds today, visit the Chapters Blue Barn, home of Chapters in Young Activity and Young Eagles at Air Venture. And we have a huge chapter map on the wall where we're inviting chapter people to come and put their little orange windsock on the chapter map. So it's an easy way to identify if there's a chapter in your area if you don't know about it yet today.
Very good. I want to thank you guys for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.